Hello, this is AT Man, and this is my October Taurus Blue Full Moon Astrology Newsletter. The Halloween Taurus Full Moon is on the 31st of October at 10:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and is a blue moon because it's the second full moon in the month of October, and the circularity of this concept is such that one can feel it in the world around us. Also, Mars is in its sign Aries, and as it's closest to Earth at the same time, and also next to the full moon, it's being called a red moon as well. The combination is quite potent and also very accurate looking at what's going on around us. I just wish sometimes that it isn't black and white instead. Once again, the shape of the chart is a bit like a combination of a kite and a bow and arrow, with striations that echo the tensions of typical full moons. In this case, the paradox is the Taurus moon being very visible and clear in its significance, indeed next to Mars in the night sky, while the Scorpio sun masks, obscures, and brings a sense of deep mystery going on even during the daylight, which will obviously focus upon the dangerous and obscene presidential election shenanigans next week. And it looks to me like all hell is going to break loose. There's a huge burst of tension, and with Mars and Uranus both involved in oppositional aspects, this is very likely. And as the off-the-wall Uranian energy... Uranian energy that pervaded the 2016 election is now conjunct the usually stable moon exactly. It makes this coming time much more volatile and unpredictable by far. On other levels, such a time could connote great creativity. However, in this case, the complexity of their manifestation is likely to infuriate certain people and create great tension. Moon Uranus is stubborn, self-absorbed, willful, which describes the president, and can wash over us in our personal lives as well, as being triggered by feminine energies also. Mercury is still retrograde until the 4th of November, the day after the election, in Libra, hopefully showing that legality reigns, although that is questionable with the square to Saturn and Pluto, the two heavies likely to resist the legal and create greater tension, if not revolution. And also Mercury trines the North Node of public opinion in the seventh house, showing that higher powers will probably be necessary to create order at this time. And that Neptune also squares the node shows that secretive influences permeate the entire operation. How difficult under these conditions, how difficult it will be to plant voter irregularities when that is what you're already claiming. I worry that even a Biden landslide might be problematic in the long run, although I hope not. Just remember that in early November, Mercury goes back into Scorpio and Mars goes direct around the middle of November, back into square with Pluto. So it's very intense and it follows on well after the election. It is a very scary time. Indeed, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn throughout this time begins the transit of Pluto in the Sibley chart of 1776. And what this means could be a reenactment of the revolution against an unethical and mad monarch, George III. You may not agree with my political stance, but that's what I see clearly at this moment. And that Jupiter is also there shows the exaggerated energies at play here. And Jupiter's quincunx to the node shows how the public is influential in this time, and yet frustrated in its limited role. So if you remember, before the 2016 election, I mentioned that the Uranus cycle was in operation, and that it harkened back to 1932, which is when there was a German election, and that the Nazi Party won, even though they did not have a majority of the votes. They actually came to power. And within 3 years, Adolf Hitler, who was then chancellor, was the one who essentially had the Reichstag, the German parliament, burnt to the ground. In fact, this has really been almost like a repetition of that situation. And now, since the events of the election that's coming up in a few days echoes the Revolutionary War, and in fact, in 1776, in July 4th, that there's a disturbing echo of the past happening now. Both Neptune and Pisces and Chiron and early Aries aspect both the sun and moon, and mutually have the effect of obscuring or deflecting the deeper impact of events on individual psyches, which is certainly relevant now. We must individually meditate or pray that positive outcomes arise now, as they will affect us either way for decades to follow. This is a huge turning point for sure. As they are near the bottom, the IC of the chart, it shows that they both come from the depths of our collective being, and while flipping from their positive to negative poles and bewildering us collectively, we must hope that their positive faces show up soon and powerfully. The bizarre thing is that Venus is in her sign Libra at the top, the noon point of the chart, which shows love and light. And those two angelic entities that I trust are guiding this process in opposite Chiron, the storyteller of our woundedness at the IC of the chart. This shows that despite a loving atmosphere, there are contradictory and oppositional forces working in the darkness of the lower regions. This is likely to affect us deeply, whether or not we're tied into existing situations. But by extension, we're all a party to what is arising, and sending love is possibly the best way to respond. I feel a terrific sense of unease in these times, whatever the actual results of the election. And it's unlikely to go smoothly. We must be extremely patient, as revolutionary energies are certainly at work and unexpected repercussions are likely to come into being as personifications of these strange energies being generated now by those wishing to disrupt the status quo. I'm available for readings if you're interested or need some support in this difficult time. Please be in touch with me for an appointment. I'm available for readings of all kinds, including lifetime readings, yearly updates with the new graphic format I'm beginning to use, partnerships, and affordable mandala astrological tarot readings, small or elaborate. And I will try to help you find your way through the current strange times. All the best. Be safe, act sensibly, eat well, be very good to Gaia, and always love, Tad.